Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. We appreciate your ongoing support. Fad, Keith, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down there, thank you for being the title sponsor to this show. Now, as you can tell, I am not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. I am down at the Keg. So thank you for everybody who's allowed us to come down here today. We do appreciate it. You also know I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Cody Kylo. I'm 26, one of the lead kitchen guys here at the Keg. And I've been up here about 6 years now. I have two beautiful daughters.
Right.
This little one here got to spend the day with me today.
Nice. And what's her name?
Her name is Freya.
Hey, Freya. Thanks for joining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've worked at the Keg probably almost 4 years now. And I was here about, when I first moved up here, I was here for about a year.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I've been here again going on 4 years now. And
okay. Yeah. And so what do you do here?
I'm one of the lead cooks, and they're starting to train me more of the management roles.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm one of the lead grill cooks and plates cooks, so.
Okay, so I've never worked in a kitchen before.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna ask you a bunch of silly questions.
Absolutely, ask
away. All right, so when it comes to cooking, you just kind of outlined, like you said, grill cook. So yep. When you work in a kitchen, there are different roles, I'm assuming.
Yep. Oh yeah, there's—
Okay, so how does that work, please?
We have different stations, you okay, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have different stations. So it starts off with, in our line, we start off with Appy is the very first station. So all the appetizers.
Okay.
So they work with ovens and deep fryers. So okay. They'll work with our baked garlic shrimps, Neptune, escargot, scallops and bacon.
Okay.
Really any of the hot appetizers they'll do. And
right.
They'll also drop our fries, or they're in charge of baked potatoes and twice baked potatoes.
Right.
For
right.
A hot side. And
Yeah. I had a friend here years ago when I was a teenager, he started working here, and his first station, he had to learn how to toss salads.
Yep.
Which
yep.
we profusely made fun of him about.
Oh, all the time. That's an
but
ongoing
that was his,
joke still.
That was his gig though. Like he had to like nail that.
Yep.
Is everything
sorry,
okay? Yo, no worries. It's a live show. This is great. That's my favorite part about it.
It's too hot?
Yeah.
Come here.
Sit
come
by
here.
Daddy
sit
maybe. There you go. It is kind of warm by the fireplace.
There you go.
So yeah, we made fun of him about that.
Yeah,
but he was like doing that literally for, I'd say, a month.
Yeah,
it's focused
on station.
It and he really liked it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my more favorite stations to work though.
Yeah.
I haven't worked it in a while. But
that's right.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
fun.
You start off with something like that and then you move your way up.
Yeah.
So you're doing the grills now. Is there a position that gets a little bit higher than that, or is that the
spot? I would say probably plates would be the farthest position to make it up to.
Okay.
1 minute. Yeah, plates kind of orchestrates everything, and they kind of time everything, call all the steaks or the chicken up one, call all the sides and garnish. And
cool.
Yep.
Now, in regards to cooking, when did you start?
Oh, I started cooking when I was 12.
Okay.
Like grew up in Athabasca, so small town.
And yeah.
Yeah, got a job there.
Okay, and so you got a job at, so when you said 12, I just assumed.
Sorry, 14, not 12.
Well, still,
I started cooking in my kitchen.
Oh, that's what I mean. Okay. So you started cooking in your kitchen when you were 12.
Yeah.
So did you have a parent that liked cooking? Did you see somebody in your family that enjoyed it?
My mom would always just make our suppers, and then whenever my dad was on his days off, he would come home and he would try making different things. Like he tried making a beef Wellington once and twice.
Okay.
That just kind of caught my attention and really, really drove my interest for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then where did you start working when you were 14?
There's a little spot called the Green Spot.
Okay.
Yeah, it's closed down now, I think, but just a small.
And so were you just like working in the kitchen, like dishwashing at first, or did they get you?
Dishwashing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so coming from Athabasca, what brought you to Fort McMurray?
I actually lived in Calgary for 2 years with my sister when I was 17.
Okay.
And Yeah, I just moved up here with my dad. He was up here working, and
right.
Yeah, so he told me that there's a few opportunities, and he brought me up here, and yeah. Kind of stayed up here ever since.
Okay, what's up?
What's up, baby?
You got some questions. She's pointing at something. What do you want to go do?
Go for a little walk. Okay. Well, just hold on. We're almost done here. We'll go for a little walk.
All right. I love it. How old is your daughter?
Three.
Three. That's a fun age. And you said you had two.
Yeah. My other one's seven.
I have a seven-year-old.
Seven in August.
Okay. So. Yeah, I have a seven-year-old. He's Keegan. I love Keegan.
Oh, nice.
Seven's a fun age.
Yeah.
That's when, I don't know, they all have little personalities, but now he's like...
Starting to really show it, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just like, he's not a little kid anymore. No. We went last night actually to McDonald's, and while we're in a drive-thru, he broke the news to me. He's like, "Dad, I'm not getting a Happy Meal anymore." I was just like, and he's the toy is the big one.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
And I was just like, "Oh, you don't want a Happy Meal?" He's like, "No, you know, it's just not enough food for me anymore, Dada."
Yeah, not enough. That's right.
So we had a good laugh about that. So.
Well, even her, like, I'll ask, you know, what do you want to eat? I want a Happy Meal. I want my chicken nuggets, French fries, and a cheeseburger.
Yeah,
And a cheeseburger, yeah. And sure enough, we'll go home and she'll eat it all.
She'll wipe it all out. Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay.
So when you came to Fort McMurray, obviously there's lots of opportunities. There's a bunch of different restaurants that you could have potentially worked for. What was it about the Keg that made you want to come here?
I actually worked at the Keg in Calgary, in Marlboro, for about 8 months, 9 months.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Okay.
And that was, when I found out there was a Keg here, it was definitely one of the first places I applied. It's always been one of the nicer end of the restaurants. And
right.
Definitely one of the nicest ones I've worked at, for sure.
That's right.
And it's just always been a great atmosphere, great staff, great people, great food.
Yeah.
And I take pride in, you know, what we do here. And
it's
nice.
For sure.
It's nice being able to, everyone take pride in what they're doing.
That's right. Now, you were saying at the top of the show that they're starting to give you some opportunities to train to do some supervision, managerial positions.
Yeah.
What does that look like in the restaurant world?
Oh, well, for me right now, I come in and I start doing inventory, so we count all the steaks and all the seafood every day.
Okay.
So I like all the meat, so chicken, fish, steaks.
Right.
And then we kind of just help prep, see what they need. If there's any shortages or if they're behind, we go tackle whatever they need done.
Okay.
And we just kind of monitor the kitchen, just kind of check to see if everything's going good. If they start getting busy, you know, I'll hop on or give my hand wherever they need. And
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, the word that keeps coming up while I'm here today is the word prep.
Yep.
What, for the people at home and for me, is I kind of know what it is, but what is prep and what does it entail?
So prep, they come in the morning and they pretty much they make all of our in-house sauces. They come in, they make our twice baked potatoes for the night. Pretty much all the food that needs to be made, essentially, not just cooked.
Right.
They come in the mornings and they do it all.
Oh, okay.
So they get everything ready. They have their book of ingredients or lists and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And when does that start? Because you guys open at 4. So how early do people have to come and start prepping all
that? We have a lady comes in at 7 sometimes if she knows she's going to be busy, but usually about 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. About 8 to 4. And if it's busy, about 8 to 5.
What they cool. Do. Well, listen. I've been timing the show, and I know you got to do some work, but I've been looking at her apple juice consumption.
Yeah.
So we're at the bottom of the apple juice, so that means we're at the end of the show.
Oh, okay.
Now, before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug.
Okay.
So before I let you go, you got the mics, you got the camera, you got the lights, have fun.
Oh, for shout-out?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to shout-out my mom and dad. They've always been there for me and just believing in us and making sure we could do it, and yeah.
There we go. That's an awesome shout out, man. Thank you very
much.
Well, listen, thanks so much for being on the show today. Do appreciate it. By all means, come back again and again and again. We might not be at this location, but we're just right down the street. So feel free to come and hang out.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Pleasure doing this. Pleasure meeting you guys. Say thank you. Yes, we're going to go.
Well, Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Hopefully everybody at home is having a great day. And we'll check you out tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.